I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Getting it. Guys, welcome back to 90 Day News Weekly. We've got all the tea. Obviously, we are doing the home quarantine vibe. I'm one of your hosts, Lenanti, and the beautiful Ashley is joining me today.
Hey, guys. Hey. We're excited to be here. Let's get the live chat popping, guys.
Hi, live chat. Do we want to do any shout-outs from the top?
I'll do some in just a moment. Let me just pull it back up. I just lost my stream, so I'll pull it back up in just a moment. And we'll start shouting out, folks.
So, guys, as you know, we are social distancing. So we're filming from home. So bear with us. And thank you so much for tuning in. And let me know if you guys are going a little stir crazy. I'm 1 week in and I'm feeling a little bit stir crazy, but I'm also trying to be productive. So we'll see how this works out. Ashley.
I'm holding up well. I'm probably doing a few things that I shouldn't. Like on Sunday, I went on a hike, but I wasn't around anybody. So Governor Newsom seems to be shutting that down. So I'm gonna go drive by my little trail and see if it's closed down or not. But I'm trying to get out as, you know, as needed. I need some sunlight, some vitamin D.
Girl, you better walk around your place and call it a day, because
I know somebody told me
all the parks are shut down.
Somebody said just go up and down the driveway. That's as far as you need to go.
That's all. Let's jump in.
Okay,
I wanted to start with Tiffany and Ronald. And guys, if you remember Tiffany and Ronald from last season, South Africa, the US, whether you loved them or you didn't, I thought they were a cute couple. I know that there were some issues, the gambling and the drinking and all of that stuff. And then they had a very public breakup and they did it all on social media very recently. But it seems like there may be a happy ending for the two 90 Day lovebirds. After all, just the other day, Tiffany revealed that she and Ronald are not divorced and they are no longer separated. Instead, they're trying to work on things, especially since they have a family together. The announcement comes just after Tiffany's trip to South Africa. So she, you know, that she took her daughter to South Africa a few weeks ago, where she brought Carly to see Ronald. And now everyone's kind of wondering, was that a fake breakup just to get some attention from the get-go? Either way, it looks like the pair are on their way back to being nice and cozy with one another. What do you think, Ashley?
I feel like they're always working on their relationship. I feel like it's never smooth sailing. It's always drama with them. So my thing to Tiffany is like, just let it go. I feel like this is not a good situation. I said this during the season. I just didn't think that they had a super healthy dynamic. And I'll be honest, nobody's perfect, but I just feel like they're always in this space of trying to work on it. If it's not a smooth relationship, I think maybe you should just consider letting it go and just being friends and co-parenting.
We're going to see how it goes, because with no other updates on when Tiffany can fly back, since we're all stuck behind the coronavirus, the travel ban, we'll see what happens. She can't go there. He can't come here. So let's see what works with that. I want to go and jump into Jeffrey. What do you got, Ashley?
Yeah. So you guys, Jeffrey is being accused of setting a bad example for his kids and his followers. Because he was actually visiting a closed beach in Florida, in Destin, Florida, to be specific. The beaches in this area have been closed, an attempt to encourage social distancing, which we've all been talking about, and hopefully stopping the spread of the coronavirus. But if you go to his IG page, you'll see him standing on the beach. To his credit, nobody else seemed to be around, but I'm not sure who was actually, we don't know who was actually outside of the frame of the photo, put it that way. And last week, we also saw Jeffrey posting a photo of him sitting on boxes of Corona beers with toilet tissue and paper towels surrounding him. And people railed into him last week about being insensitive. And Jeffrey just doesn't seem to care. Do you guys think that he's being insensitive or just living his best life at this point? What do you think, Linda?
I think that he doesn't care. I think that he's doing whatever it is that he wants to do that makes him happy. And I think that that is very selfish. If he actually broke the stay-at-home order and decided to go to the beach and live his best life, then he's not only putting himself in danger, he's putting other people in danger, whether that beach is closed or not and no one was around him. I say shame on him.
Oh, okay. You guys hop in the live chat, hop in the comments, let us know what you think. We have so far, speaking of the comments, we have Charm, Susan, and Bryn Harris. Hey, girls.
Girls,
let,
hey.
Us, know, let us know what you ladies think. So who do we have next, Linda?
I wanted to jump into Rose Marie and Ed. So ooh. Big news, guys, if you haven't heard, she has sparked engagement talk after flaunting a ring on her finger that was dated March 10th on Facebook. She shared a photo of herself with her quote-unquote fiancé, and that fiancé was not Big Ed. Rose Marie reported that her fiancé and her are together, and the pictures are a mystery. So fans are like, what is going on? Like, who is this person? Turns out, the guy's name is EJ. I'm hope I'm saying it right. EJHAY. He's also from the Philippines. And it looks like they've been together since the fall of 2019. And that's all we know about him. The rest is a mystery. The pictures drew mixed reactions from all you viewers and all us fans. Some were critical. Others were happy about it. Now some believe that she's better off without Big Ed. Other viewers are saying, like, it looks like a girl. So there's a lot of speculation. And Brie, if you're in the studios, we would love to take a look at that. It's crazy. What do you think, Ashley?
Yeah, the picture was just up on the screen. I hope and pray that this is actually not a minor. It looks like a minor. I thought it was like her nephew or somebody. Like, it looks like somebody a lot younger than her. Like you said, some people in the comments are saying that it looks like a woman. Doesn't look like a woman to me, but it looks like a child. So I don't know. We'll see. What's going on.
Bree in the booth here. Hey. Sorry, I was just going to mention that the some people are saying that, especially because it looks like a woman, they're wondering if that was partly of why she wanted to come to America, if her sexual orientation is not just straight. I don't know if that or not. I'm just putting it out there for you guys because that's what some people have been saying in the comments.
Maybe. But if this is true, this explains Ed's tears last week when he was on our show and he was talking about his relationship woes, his past relationship woes, because it seemed like very recent wounds that he was explaining without actually saying it.
Right, absolutely, guys. And if you didn't get a chance to see our exclusive with Big Ed, definitely go to AfterBuzz TV and take a look. We just interviewed him last week and it was explosive. Moving on, guys, are you watching Pillow Talk? Because there was an unfamiliar couple on Pillow Talk this past Sunday and people were like, who's that? So Issa Rae and Kumail were on Pillow Talk on last Sunday. They were there actually for a reason and they were talking about the show, but people were like, who are they and why is this random couple here? Well, they were there because they were promoting their new film called The Lovebirds. And where else would you do that than on a show that is centered around relationships? I personally love Issa Rae and I actually love Kumail. So I thought that was great. I don't watch Pillow Talk, but I would have loved to see them on it. What about you, Ashley?
I love Issa Rae. Kumail is very good looking to me. He's a cutie pie. So I'm all here for it. I think it's a great marketing strategy for a movie. It's very creative. You don't really see that done very often. So kudos to them. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, jump on the 90-day bandwagon. So Lovebirds is about a couple on the brink of breaking up when they get unintentionally embroiled in a bizarre murder mystery. It's supposed to be released in theaters on April 3rd, but the coronavirus has caused Paramount to halt its release. Instead, it's going to be available through Netflix, but no date yet on to when it's going to be released.
Released. Okay. I like that.
Girl, let's talk about Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa, so baby girl Lisa is getting dragged right now on Twitter. Fans are going in on her on Twitter just because of her controlling ways. And after this past week's episode, I think we really got a candid view of, you know, who she is and her thought process. So people had a lot to say about that on Twitter. One fan on Twitter by the name of Loves Winter said, Lisa, Usman made a great video. Get over it. That's his job. Have several seats. You are too old to be this insecure. Another fan said, Lisa is too old to act so immature with the photo of a woman blowing out a candle that says 102 on her birthday cake. So they're dragging her. Someone else also said, I didn't think it was possible, but Lisa is even worse than Angela. So you guys can head over to Twitter and see the dragging fest yourself. But do you think the fans are being a bit too harsh on Lisa, or is she really next level ridiculous? Like, is she really doing the most at this point?
I think she's doing the most at this point. I think that she is being really disrespectful from what I'm seeing so far on her journey in Nigeria. And I think that she thinks that she's in control. And yes, I get you're older than him and you probably have more wisdom, but you know what? You should have some couth and some decorum about the way you speak to people and how you act. I agree with what they're saying. You're too old to be this insecure. It's not a good look, and it doesn't do anyone any good, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't know, Lisa. I don't know, baby girl Lisa. What
get it together.
Let's move on to Jay and Ashley.
Okay, yeah. So, you guys, I hate to be the bearer of good or bad news, but I'm a bring it. Jay and Ashley are actually back together. According to E! Online, a source said they are trying to make things work this time around. The source says, quote, they are happy together and they're trying to make it work out. Apparently, Ashley wasn't happy without Jay, so they're trying to, you know, make it work, trying to rekindle things. And this source also said that Jay is manning up with his behavior. So it sounds like he's stepping up to the plate. And we're also hearing that this rekindled romance is recent as the quarantine and social distancing. And apparently the reconciliation happened within like the past week or so, and they decided to quarantine together. So they're quarantine days. I mean, that is kind of the goal here. You don't want to be alone. I'm not 100% mad about it. Let's just hope he actually gets his act together this time. And let me not forget this. 3 days ago, Jay posted some photos of him and Ashley hanging out. These are old photos, but he's still showing her love on his Instagram page. And the caption read, get this, Linda, no worries, you're not in this alone. He's got his babies back. What do you guys think? Are y'all hating on this Jay and Ashley reunion, or are you all here for it? Linda, how are you feeling about the reunion?
I'm on the fence. I don't know. I'll say this. I want, because I've always been Team Ashley, and when her season was on, I really came to her defense a lot, because I was like, you guys are harsh out there in the world. What I will say is this, if she's happy and he truly makes her happy, then that's all that's important, I think. If you guys want to be together, then be together.
Okay. That's nice. That's positive.
That's it. That's all I got to say. I'm shook, but
shook it.
I'm supporting whatever you want to do, girl. You do you. And Jay, I hope you step up to play. Part of it is probably you were too young at that time, and maybe you went through some things out here in America, and you've grown up and you're stepping up your game and you're realizing what a good thing you had. We'll see.
Hey guys, Bri in the booth again. Just wanted to mention that Ashley has said for multiple days now that she is going to be doing a YouTube video answering all her fans' questions. She has yet to have done that. I don't know what that means or why, you know, in a time where we have a lot of time, why they haven't done that yet. It's just something I've been thinking about. Like, why haven't you done this YouTube video yet?
You think they're trying to think of, like, the response because they know what people are going to say? Or you think she's scared?
I don't know. It could be that she's scared. It could be that they're trying to figure out a narrative of what they want to say. I don't know. I just think it's a little weird that you would have said it on your Instagram days ago and then still haven't done it.
That's true, because nobody has anything to do right now.
We got all the time.
We have all the time.
Speaking of time, someone is almost out of doing their time, and that someone is George. So I want to talk a little bit about George because he made headlines since his time in prison for dropping a significant amount of weight. And when I say significant, I mean significant. George has dropped 125 pounds.
Wow.
And based on his latest update, he keeps up with his fitness workout routine in jail, like every day, doing the thing. And he almost looks unrecognizable. Like, that's how amazing he looks. And speaking of looking amazing, Anafisa looks amazing too, because she regularly works out and she does fitness competition, and she is a certified personal trainer now, and she's training right now to be in another fitness competition. We know she has a new bae, so it's kind of like bae versus bae.
Yeah.
Old versus new, and fitness versus fitness. Now, we know that fitness is something that she's making a lifestyle, right? So she has like the nutrition down. She's got the gym disposable to her, readily available, and she can eat proper and lean up. And then we know that George has, you know, prison workout and prison food. Which transformation are you more impressed with, Ashley?
I would say I am more impressed. Linda, that's a hard one. Let me say this. With George, I would say that that's probably a little bit tougher because you kind of got to get over the mental hump of I'm in prison, right? Mm-hmm. So he's overcome that mental blockage, because I'm sure that creates quite the mental block. And he's decided to use that time to glow up. So I'm all for his glow up. I think that's an amazing thing. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, hopefully he gets out soon. And the ladies seem to like him in the comments. They seem to have their eyes on George.
George is coming out soon. He can be released as soon as August of this year. So look out for that. Like, he's on the release.
Good. And he's not missing anything, because we're all on house arrest right now anyways.
Well, I will say that there has been
what do you guys think? Who is the most impressive fitness transformation? Make sure you hit us up in the comments while you're there. Make sure you like and subscribe so you don't miss a show. The other thing I wanted to tell you guys about George is that he has set up an email account for all the fan questions so that he's all ready for when you guys email him and that he gets out of prison. So definitely check out his IG, and all the information is there. If you want to send him a question, if you want to send us a question to send to him, do that too. But he's open, and he's ready to answer all of our inquiries.
I do have a question, just opposed to you specifically, because I know that you watched their season. Ashley, you as well, if you want to chime in. I know that George had done an interview previously about getting out, and he had said that him and Anfisa were going to be working it out. But now she's moved on. And also, I know that there is speculation that due to the virus that he might be released earlier. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that he knows?
Okay, so I don't think that he knows that Anafisa's in a relationship. I think that when he did that interview, she was not in a relationship, or she hadn't gone public with it yet. I think that he's going to be in for a rude awakening when he realizes that she has moved on and has a new boyfriend. And I think that as far as what's next for them, I do think that that's going to play out somehow on TLC. Does that answer your question?
Gina B in the live chat says that she was hoping Anafisa would wait for him instead of going out and getting a boyfriend. And Alicia Henderson agreed. She said, yeah, she's rude. Still Wonk said George would be perfect for love after lockup.
I mean, he is definitely setting himself up to have a fan base and do something with that fan base. So we'll stay tuned, but definitely hit us up in the comments or go to his IG if you have specific questions for him, because apparently he's ready to answer them.
Yeah.
Speaking of answers, and I need some answers, let's talk about Ash.
Yeah, so Ash, who's on this season of 90 Day Fiancé, he revealed that he's dealing with hyperthyroidism. He's been dealing with it since he was 21 years old. And for those of you who don't know, hyperthyroidism is a condition. It does accelerate your body's metabolism. It causes your heart rate to beat extremely fast. It causes rapid weight loss. And basically what happens is your thyroid gland is overproducing. It's producing too much of the thyroid hormone. It's caused by different factors. One of the factors is Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disease. And this is what Ash's holistic doctor thinks is the culprit behind his hyperthyroidism. And he came out and said this because he was getting a lot of criticism about his looks, specifically his eye bulging. And I know specifically from my own experience that hyperthyroidism does cause eye bulging. And let me be more specific, untreated hyperthyroidism can cause eye bulging, and hyperthyroidism that's been going on for a very long time can cause eye bulging. So that's what you see with Ash and why his eyes kind of bulge out a little bit. So he kind of wanted to give people a background story on, you know, why he looks the way he looks. He's a good looking guy though. I the eye bulging doesn't bother me. Still fine in my eyes, Ash.
So do you think, so are you saying that he's being untreated and that's why they're still bulging out? Because I know that he said that he got diagnosed by a naturopath, and I'm wondering if like a, I don't know the best way to put it, but like a regular MD is treating him, that it would be different?
No, I don't think it would be different, and here's why. I battled hyperthyroidism as well for some years. I got diagnosed at 20 years old. And I remember after a couple years, I was on medication, still had the symptoms. You still deal with everything that that comes with that condition. And my condition was caused by Graves' disease as well. But I remember my doctor specifically telling me and encouraging me to get the radioactive treatment to get rid of basically your thyroid gland. It kills your thyroid gland. And he specifically said, and I said, I'm not sure if I want to do that. He said, well, do you want your eyes to start bulging out, young lady? And I said, no. I said, get rid of this thyroid gland. So regardless of who's treating you, it's just, that's why I said it's either untreated hyperthyroidism or it's hyperthyroidism that's been going on for a long period of time. Because that eye bulging is definitely something that can happen after some years of having it.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you for explaining and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, so I hope he feels better. I know that it's a tough condition to, you know, to combat, but, you know, he'll get through it.
Absolutely. Mike and Natalie, guys, if you remember Mike and Natalie from last season, they were on the rocks. We saw them at the Tella. We thought it was done, quit, kaput. They were not going to make it. Well, turns out the two got married recently in Washington. And Natalie moved from Russia to be with Mike on her K-1 visa. Now they're married and TLC cameras were there for all of it. So Mike met her at Seattle SeaTac Airport with a camera crew. He showed her a lot of the top spots in Seattle, including Pike's Place Market before heading to the farm. They took a two-hour ride to the farm, and they're settling into their new life, apparently. And her K-1 visa expired like mid-April, or expires mid-April, but it looks like they already took the leap, and they're already married, and they're about to do their happily ever after. So maybe we'll see them on 90 Days Happily Ever After, and that's what they were filming.
Well, that's nice, I guess.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
I'm not a big fan of Natalie. I don't like the way she treats him.
Okay, guys. Well, you chime in. Did you guys think that they were actually going to make it down the aisle? Make sure you let us know in the comments. Unbelievable. You know who's unbelievably cute is Pierre.
Yes, you guys. So we have a special 90-day birthday. One of our favorite cutie pies, Pierre, turned one on March 21st. Yes, happy first birthday, Pierre. Paul and Creamy, they did adhere to the social distancing, but they celebrated his birthday at home with a small party. They did have some close family members there. They had a Mickey Mouse themed birthday. The pictures are so cute. And then Paul and Pierre wore Mickey Mouse outfits. And Karini wore a Minnie Mouse outfit, which is super cute.
Yeah.
And also, another tidbit of good news, Paul's mom is obviously out of the hospital because she was there in attendance at the party. So I'm happy that they're one big happy family at this point.
Yay!
So happy birthday, Pierre.
Happy birthday, Pierre. So cute. Yes. So guys, if you have a lot of time on your hands, like a lot of us do, and are at home and you're surfing through social media and everyone's going live on Instagram, left, right, and center. Well, Tanya was one of those people that went live this week on her IG, and she was like cooking up some type of recipe, and fans, and me specifically, zoomed in, took a screenshot and zoomed in real close. And in the back on her microwave, you could see this hair. I was like, is that St. John?
Oh.
And lo and behold, he actually popped in on the video. She went live with another lady in Canada, and St. John popped in on her live. And so we talked about whether they were together still or not. Guys, they are still together. They're living together. They're quarantine babes together. And they're still together. What do you think, Ash?
I'm wondering if they're just quarantine babes because, you know, people come out the woodworks during quarantine. I mean, my phone's been pretty lit lately. I'm wondering if Sinjin was like, oh, shoot, let me go ahead and hunker down with Tanya.
They've been on each other's lives multiple times for the past months. I think they're together.
I think they are together. Because even when he slid in behind her, and like snuggled up by her neck. They're together. That solidified it for me. I was like, oh, okay. I see you guys. I see what's happening right now. I don't know, guys. What do you think? A lot of people are 50-50 on this. I'm 100% convinced now that they are still together and making it work.
Well, Alicia Henderson in the comments said they are complicated. Accurate summation of that couple. Complicated.
Speaking of complicated, I hear you have some news about Avery.
Yes. So you guys remember on last week's episode when Ash's florist spilled all the tea about him? And said that he buys flowers for a lot of ladies. Mm-hmm. So Lauren Zima at ET sat down with Avery to find out what she thought about that after watching the episode. Like, what does Avery have to say about this? So Avery said when she heard the florist say what he said about Ash's habitual flower buying, she was like, oh, okay, is he really going through all these women and buying them buying flowers for them. She also said that she started to think about it, and she realized that it's a part of their culture to buy flowers and do nice things for any type of occasion or situation. This is his go-to for special occasions or to lighten someone's day. He likes to get flowers for them. So in her mind, she was thinking that that was basically the reasoning for it. And she also says that she tries not to focus too much on what the florist meant when he said that Ash goes through a lot of women. So is this a situation where Avery's being reasonable, or is she turning the other cheek? I would say she's turning the other cheek. Linda, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with you. I think she's turning the other cheek. Plus, I think, you know, that florist needs to quiet down.
Listen, somebody had to spill the tea.
Someone's spilling the tea. Too much tea. I think she's turning the other cheek, and I think that there's more to that whole little situation that we're definitely going to find out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Congratulations are in order.
For who?
Larissa. Ah. And we all remember Larissa. Larissa got her work permit recently, and she posted on her IG that she can now legally work in the U.S., so I'm excited to see what she does next and what she's going to do and what her career is going to be and how she moves forward now that she has that weight off of her back.
Good. I wonder what kind Larissa. Of congratulations, Larissa. What kind of job do you see her working? Or field do you see her going into?
I think maybe the beauty industry.
Yeah, I can see that.
Something beauty related, cosmetic related to that sort.
Agreed. I could see that.
What do you guys think?
She's a girly girl.
Yeah, for sure. What do you guys think? Let us know. I want to know. What do you think Larissa's career should be?
Yes. I just want to shout out Gina B. Was it Gina B? She actually works at the grocery store, and she said she has to work in the morning. But I want to shout out our unspoken heroes who are keeping our grocery stores stocked. They don't get enough credit. So kudos to you. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. I personally appreciate it. I know Linda does. Bree does. We appreciate all of our grocery store employees that are keeping food in our homes at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have one more story for you guys. And it's as of today.
What happened?
Aladdin went live today, and he was doing what I like to call a push-up roulette. He had 1 hour to do 500 push-ups, and he was going live with different people doing the challenge, the push-up challenge. And one of the people he went live with was Tom. And because Aladdin had already started, in my opinion. He already started, so he was a little bit tired. So he stopped, but guess what? Tom kept going. Tom was like getting those push-ups in. And I was like, ooh, Tom, are you in shape? Because I didn't know that, but it looked like you were. So kudos to them in quarantine, getting that fitness thing going.
How many push-ups did Tom do, though?
I didn't stay for the whole thing.
I bet you Aladdin got the full 500.
Oh, he did, because he had his fitness watch on. He was looking at the time.
Aladdin got up to like 700 and something, I think.
How long did that take him?
An hour.
He had an hour to do it.
Also, just to mention the Tom one, I saw Tom doing push-ups, not an Aladdin's thing, but just on his own Instagram. He was like half push-upping. He didn't go all the way down. it was like a little bend. Like, no shade to Tom. Like, you do better than I can do, but like, it was not a full push-up.
Right. So, yeah, two thumbs up to Aladdin for getting in all those push-ups in an hour. I know I couldn't do it, but I should start thinking about doing some type of activity as I'm eating up a storm out here.
Yeah,
guys, yeah, so much news considering we're all quarantined in the house, right?
Right.
I love it. guys, same time next week. We'll be here. Please join, like, subscribe, comment, all of those things. You can find me all across social media at Linda is So Girly. Ashley, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. Can I do some shout outs?
Absolutely, do some shout outs.
All right. So shout out to Gina B. Shout out to Selwonk. Lisa Morris just hopped in. Hey, girl. Hey. Alicia hey, Henderson. And yeah. Charmed Susan. And Judith Davis, Bryn Harris, thank you all for joining us tonight. We appreciate you.
Hi, guys. And guys, I know we have our weekly show. Brie also does a 90-day news daily show. So if you can't wait for the whole week and you have all this extra time, definitely check Brianna out. And Brie, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV with all of the latest, greatest 90-day gossip, 90-day after show. We're all things 90 days. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.